Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois. We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, the ultimate digital Dungeons & Dragons toolkit that takes all the confusing rules of D&D and compresses it into an awesome online package, perfect for D&D newcomers and veterans. Use a link in the podcast description to try out D&D Beyond for free.
Welcome back to Erois. Last time, after dreams and visions plague their sleep, the party make their way towards Voxar, a continent they have visited once before, though not by choice. Here, they will find the Valley of the Storms, a place that has called Quillic Ad-Kalar since his journey began. A man named Johan waits for them there, as does a mission sent by Hesper, the god of sky and magic. But as their airship, the Storm Chaser, approaches Voxar, they see the continent is engulfed in an epic storm, like none that they have seen before. The only solace in the face of such an event comes from Nova Vija, who has diligently crafted a new prosthetic wing for Quill. Though hesitant, he tries it on and once again feels the freedom and joy of flight. The storm beckons, however. And as the Storm Chaser plunges in, the crew battle against fierce winds and storm, thick fog, a tornado, and eventually, on their last desperate stretch before the temple, a rampaging storm that is almost alive with fury. Ayla takes her place, after a vision from Quill guides her to channel the lightning that strikes the ship into her own body. The pain is intense, her body scarred, but with each strike, she is taken to another place. A being speaks with her, a divine, a true god from a time before Erois. The party struggles to keep the Storm Chaser flying as each bolt sends Ayla to speak with this divine force. Eventually, he reveals himself as a divine who fought Hadar. He offers advice and gives Ayla a gift before imparting his name, Thor. The Storm Chaser lands at the temple and the party make their way into the entrance, where a lonely fisherman appears to be waiting for them. And that is where we begin today's episode. You guys have made your way to the front of the temple, and to describe it again, the temple is built into the Stormwall Mountains, very Minas Tirith style. It's set deep into it. A giant statue of Hesper, this winged humanoid, rises hundreds of feet into the air over the temple entrance itself. One of Hesper's wings is broken, and one of his eyes has been scarred by lightning, and the staff that he normally holds aloft, the tip has been broken to form into a spear. The storm still rages on around the valley. The thick gray fog crackles with dark purple lightning, but here around the temple, it seems that there is at least momentarily peace. Standing at a long hallway that seems to stretch into the mountain, a figure emerged from the darkness. A fisherman. Do you want to describe Johan again for us, Rams, for those who don't remember what he looks like?
Absolutely. He has got like kind of long brownish hair. The artwork's on the screen there. And like a kind of nice beard going on. He's wearing like these nice like bluish greys and stuff. He's got a bit of a neckerchief on the go as well. He's still got his like burnt, jagged like fishing rod that's been struck by lightning. He's got a little bit more grey in his hair now. Since you've last seen him, but that's pretty much him. But bit wet, bit dirty. Been waiting for you guys for a while here.
How yep. How pissed off does he look? Like how? Like what kind of vibe is he given?
Very calm. Looks very calm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Very, very good. And yeah, the temple seems to stretch on, but yeah, you see Johan. What do you guys want to do? I hand it over to you now.
I think Lucas will take a moment of just distinguishing the silhouette, and then so the features come into view, and then his eyes just sort of widen into a happy grin. It's like, it's Johan, everyone, it's Johan, hello.
Hello. And I'm going to walk towards them slowly.
You're okay.
And you're not out of your mind this time.
That's right. Last time, I was in a bit of a different way.
It was those berries.
You ate some mushrooms. Oh, berries, that's what it was. Yeah, I remember. Oh, I don't. I wasn't there. I was dead. Carry on.
True, you were.
There was a bit after that where everyone was of sound mind and physicality. Yeah. There was also the bit on the ship.
That was Piri.
Yeah, last time you saw us.
Yeah.
You haven't actually... Have you met Sentry? Yeah, you have. You met her on the ship.
Because we were on the ship. We were on the storm chair. Yeah.
That's correct.
When you rode off on Nimbus.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Which, and you see in the hallway behind Johan, there is a small little white cloud that just kind of follows.
Oh, wait, is this my third time on the show? Just trying to remember. Very cool.
Third time.
Yeah, of course.
The first time was carrying the dead bodies around.
Really bothering Ayla, I remember.
Ayla's just lying on the ground still, just from after going through being hit by lightning so many times, and she just like raises an arm like, "What's up?" That's it.
I see you all made it through the storm without my aid, and I kind of look at Ayla. At a great cost, it would seem.
Well, we can definitely say that your prophecy came true. Ayla conducted the storm. So thanks for that vision.
I meant I could thanks build pylons for that, buddy.
To prepare.
Yeah. Thanks for that, buddy. Really, really appreciated you giving us that vision so that I could get struck by lightning several times. Yeah,
you know,
real good times.
Had you met me when, you know, you said you would... It might not have been so bad. The storms have really gotten worse, a lot worse.
Well aware.
Johan, kind of funny story.
You fill that one in.
It involves kind of this extra planet, kind of out of Erois kind of adventure. We left, we were taken, and we had to kind of make our way back. And that kind of took a lot of our time, actually. We made some friends in some flying ships in the astral sea. It was a thing. We made some enemies, powerful enemies, demons, gods,
a lot of enemies,
that sort of thing.
Has he been on the berries too?
This is all very true.
I have a question just quickly, Rhiannon. I can't remember if the last time Johan met you was before Sentry found the Prime, right?
Yes,
it was before. Yeah.
So to Johan's mind, as a point, Sentry looks different. Sentry looks taller, more armored. There is a physical... There's definitely a big physical change to the way Sentry looks. Previously, she had like a purple orb in like her chest that glowed. It's now golden. It's like a golden color, and her armor is slightly different, and she seems larger, and she has a big golden cape made of light that's around her shoulders. That is one thing that Johan would probably notice is quite different about the team. Quill has a mechanical arm.
A messed up half face as well.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Quill's face is all mixed up. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look up at Sentry and say, bit of an upgrade then. I see you have your wing back.
I do. Thanks to Nova. I can fly now, which is perfect. It's the best.
A lot's changed.
There's also one more thing, well, at least for me. Tiangong, this is Johan.
What do I see?
Tiangong?
Hang on, I need to think of something here.
Oh.
Okay, it doesn't really look any different to your eyes, Johan. It's the same sword Nova's had before. Tiangong takes a moment. There's a moment where he doesn't say anything, or they don't say anything, and then there is a... Greetings. Johan.
From in my head, or like from the sword?
Yeah, it would be in your head, yes. That's how you would perceive it, yes. It would be in your brain. Like,
look around, like, what magic is this? Have you met another friend?
It's... Well, no, Tiangong was here with us the whole time, but Tiangong was weak. I had to find more shards of the sword and to pull Tiangong back together, but they're in a state where they can speak now.
I am an Eterna.
Pleased to meet you, and I'm going to hold out my hand to shake the sword.
That is unnecessary. I am still unable of taking a more corporeal form.
All right. Well, as you can see, much has changed here since, you know, you guys were late.
Yes, tell us about you, Johan. We're so sorry we took so long. You're okay? Nothing's hurt you?
I sat on atop a mountain for about a month or so, awaiting you as the storms worsened. More of those purple-armored men made their way through the storm, and eventually it got too bad. I had to make my way in, and I just only hoped that you would find your way here, but you're here at last. We're going to have to get in there before things get too bad.
Right.
We do. I don't suppose you saw any snake ladies leading the charge?
Did I see any snake ladies?
You would have seen no snake ladies. You kind of lost track of the remnant soldiers, I think that Johan would call them, or the Valkyrian soldiers. You would have lost track of them, you know, 2 weeks ago when they came into the storm. You waited and then, yeah, you've traveled through the fog itself. Nothing to your knowledge.
I've not really seen anyone for weeks. I'm glad that the first faces I saw are yours, I suppose.
That's good.
A good thing. Just full disclosure, I had a vision before we came in here of this snake lady, Zarkira, she's called. We might meet some resistance from her in there. And she's quite a high-ranking officer in the Starbane forces, but it's not a thing to worry about. Not a thing to worry about. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I'm afraid
I'm strong, Johan. You've been eating well and keeping exercised and strong and on your own here for so long in these storms. You've not been struck by any lightning, have you?
Several times, but that does not really bother me. I feel stronger than I ever have.
Okay, I'll take your word.
I would say Lucius. Lucius and Ayla, most of all. Lucius, because of your innate sorcery magic, relating very much to Johan's sorcery magic. But Ayla, the connection to the storm here. Johan definitely is exuding an aura of considerable power. He's much more magically powerful than he was before when you met him outside of the Valley of the Storms.
I think it may be proximity to this storm. I'm uncertain.
Your connection to it is very strong. Do you sense the unease in the air, the fact that it's not natural?
Pardon my pun, but I'm afraid that my memory is quite clouded about anything that's really gone on here these past couple of weeks. As things have become more intense, I find myself in a haze of sorts.
Well,
but
we're here now.
I feel like something. I feel something in this temple, but I'm not sure what it is.
We're here to clear things up, okay? And it's really good to see you again. And together, we can finally cleanse this place. So what say everybody? We make the most of Ayla's sacrifice getting us through here and do some good.
Totally cool. I got a belt. That's fun.
You did. You got a very cool belt.
I got a cool belt.
You see, the entrance leads deep into the mountain, maybe about 15 foot wide, carved from stone. There are no doors. It's just like an open pathway that leads itself in. It's a bit longer than what the map may suggest to you. I've just put you at an entry point. But it goes in quite a distance. You'll need to start making your way down there. It is pitch black. Those of you who don't have dark vision, you will need a light source. There is the grey clouds overhead mean that within 15 feet of stepping inside, it becomes very, very dark.
I'll just wave my hands and have a couple of dancing lights pop up around me.
Sure. Yeah, that gives you enough dim light to see by. Just let me know when you guys start making your way down. And preferably what order you start walking down in.
Yeah, as a temple of Hesper, what's the sort of decoration around here? Is there like wall art? Well, right, or is this like a library, like the last one?
Right now, you're still stood outside. You're kind of stood outside the entrance, okay, out in like the actual valley itself. There's just this long stone corridor ahead of you.
Okay. Well, I will be behind Sentry.
Okay.
No matter what,
I think Sentry would go quite far ahead. I think maybe like first, yeah. I suppose. Yeah, just to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, so you're leading the way. Sure.
Leading the way.
Yeah, just put yourself in an order on the map and then I'll describe it kind of thing. Because like I said, the map isn't an exact representation of where you are right now. So Lucius and Johan... So we've got Sentry, Nova, and Ayla all at the front, and then Quill, Johan, and Lucius moving your way behind. The dim light cast by Johan's dancing lights, and those of you who have dark vision, the passageway extends. A few minutes pass as you walk down it. It's been abandoned. Pieces of the ceiling of the crumbled stone of the mountain have become loose, dislodged, and fallen to the ground. But as you get closer to what you perceive to be the end of this corridor, the walls do begin to change. They take on a more decorative format, and you begin to see murals carved into the stone walls themselves. Each of the murals is of Hesper. The first depicts Hesper protecting himself from arrows with some sort of barrier. The second shows Hesper summoning birds and other winged creatures around him. The third is of Hesper gazing into an orb and seeing a far-off forest. The third is of Hesper calming an angry crowd. That was the fourth, sorry. The fifth is Hesper shooting fire and ice into the air from his outstretched palms. The sixth is of Hesper creating multiple copies of himself. The seventh is of Hesper bringing a dead person back to life. And the eighth is Hesper turning a pile of rock into a pile of gold. There is an inscription below each one. It is repeated in common, Auron and Elven, and it reads, "I give you the winds and the skies to inspire your sense of wonder and curiosity. I give you magic to make your dreams reality." The passageway eventually opens up into a large temple chamber. It's in ruins. You can see that many of the pews and stone benches and pillars that would have once kind of decorated this place have fallen to ruin or collapsed. Eight pillars still remain, large, almost two or three people wide. Each of the pillars is carved with robed figures and arcane symbols. You can see that further in, just beyond the range of Johan's dancing lights, there is a kind of shallow stone basin carved into the ground, a kind of dipping bowl full of tiny holes. Beyond that, there appears to be at the very far edge of the temple a large statue of Hesper himself, a winged humanoid with a pair of angelic wings, a very serene, calm face, a staff in one hand and an open book in the other. A golden disc of metal is embedded into the floor just in front of the statue. And if those of you who look up will notice that a similar golden disc is embedded into the ceiling on opposing the one embedded into the ground. So a golden disc set into the floor, and then a golden disc set into the ceiling of the temple room itself. It's a very large chamber. There are a few passageways leading off to the side, but yeah, it seems to be empty. You can begin to see, scattered around the stone basin, you do begin to see what look to be bodies on the floor.
Oh, can I see what kind of bodies they are? Valkyrian or...
Well, you'll need to move a bit closer. You'll need to move a bit closer to determine more detail. The dark vision range will only extend so far. Those of you who have it and those who don't, the dim light is only about 30 feet. So, yeah.
Okay. Johan, how far have you come into this place already?
I waited by the door.
Okay.
I figured there may be trouble in here. And it'd be best to wait for you. Be foolish to try it on my own.
Well, bodies up ahead. Something came in here and something met some foe.
One thing I will say is, in the shadows of the darkness, just beyond dark vision and dim light, there are humanoid bodies, but there's a body of some other creature as well. A larger quadruped, wings, maybe fur. It's hard to tell.
Okay.
Feel free to move as you wish. You can, absolutely. Give me, what's the range on Divine Sense and what's the effect?
60 feet. So it just detects any celestial fiends or undead within 60 feet, and the range is up to the center of the stone circle. That's 60 feet up to there, I think. Oh, no, 70, sorry.
Yeah, you can move forward a little bit and then just...
I'll move forward a little bit and cast it. Yeah, I'll do that.
Sure. So up to about this middle of the stone center.
Yeah.
I would say there are no... in that range, you don't detect any celestial fiends, fey, or undead. The only thing is that... I mean, those are pretty fresh bodies. Now that Sentry moves up closer, you can maybe see the outline of Valkyrian armor. The same kind of, like, very sharp, clean, modern edges to their armor. The weapons are all fairly mundane. Swords, bows, that sort of thing. There's also a few metal plates. Magitek equipment has been broken in here. But you don't see any signs of any constructs or anything like that.
Okay. Right. I guess I'll relay that back and say, yeah. Valkyrian up ahead. Freshly dead, by the looks. They were here recently.
We have to figure out how they were killed. If it's, I mean, knowing Hesper, it's some kind of magical traps.
My money's on the giant creature that's at the end there.
I don't know what type of foes we'll face in here, but it is imperative that you all look out for each other in here. Don't worry so much about me. It's more important that you make it to the end of this temple.
I'll look out for you too, Johan.
Well, this is my purpose to do this. And, you know, you are going to do so much more. So just look out for each other in here.
Johan, I thought I had a very singular purpose too. The path continues. It always does.
Is anybody moving further in, or are you just lingering back here for the time being?
Can I step forward to, like, where Sentry is and have my dancing lights, like, float over to, like, the bodies?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. I'm just going to bring up another little map here for myself. So, yeah, imagine you place your... Let's see if I've got, like, a little token we can use. Yeah, I'll use this little cat. So where do you want to put them? Do you want to put the near the bodies, the little dancing lights? Is there a range or anything?
Yeah, them? 60 feet. 60 feet. So, 120 feet, sorry.
Yeah, you could put it in the center and it illuminates up the space significantly more. Okay. So as the light floats over, leaving some of you in darkness, but illuminating up the area ahead, you do see some more creatures. At first, they would have blended in with the stone, but in the corners just before two hallways, you can see badly damaged stone creatures, made to resemble angelic figures, but with more avian faces, kind of like a statue of Horus that you might see in ancient Egypt, kind of a big hawk face, but then thin, big, folded up wings, clutching staffs. They're set into the wall, but you can see parts of their body have gashes through it, like they've been cut with weapons or pieces of them have been attacked by spells. But they seem to be set into the walls. The creature that you can now see, the bodies of the humanoids, they are definitely Valkyrian soldiers. Mixture of quite young and quite old figures of various different races, humans, dwarves, maybe an Eladrin in there as well. But the striking creature is kind of spread amongst the bodies, blood splashed across the ground, blood covering their giant leonine paws. There is a giant creature with the body of a lion and then a more cat-like regal face. They wear ceremonial armor around their shoulders and around a headdress, all decorated in emblems of Hesper, and a giant pair of wings are folded out, and they have been killed by multiple wounds and various other sort of blows.
Quill, can you discern what happened here?
I can use the eye. I was thinking of just detecting the magic so we can avoid it ourselves. Hopefully they only target Valkyrian, but we can't be sure.
Do you think there's something
protected I would be here?
These pictures of Hesper? Is he doing... You know Hesper better than us. Is he likely to have set some traps like this? What's that gold glowy circle thing?
That's transmutation. It's the schools of magic.
Quill.
Look at everyone.
There's schools of magic. Huh?
Yeah, it's like Ayla's like, what? Go on, Nova.
Quill, what was the purpose of this temple? Why was it built? What is it here for?
It's a great question, Quill.
Tom Hazel.
Hello, Tom.
I mean, what's the purpose of any temple?
Well, right? Some temples are a rite of passage. Some require sacrifice. Some are for ceremonial purposes. I guess all are for worship. But I feel like if we knew what this temple, the purpose was for this temple, we'd know perhaps some of the defenses, some of the reasons things may be attacked.
Necessary.
You know, if I had a temple, yeah. If I had a temple, it would be a temple of knowledge, and I'd attack people who didn't put their books back on the shelves in the correct categorical order. Hesper...
an aggressive... But surely you'd find them.
You must put them back alphabetically.
If anyone came into my temple and they were a bit of a dick, then I'd hit them.
Exactly. Well, so why would Hesper... I mean, she's practically a lightning god anyway, so, you know, who knows? In the future, these are things we have to take into consideration. Why is there a big leonine creature in ceremonial robes? Would it be passive to most worshippers? I mean, I wouldn't be impressed if I wouldn't be the most dedicated worshipper of Hesper if, as soon as I enter his temple, I get mauled to death by a giant lion. If you see what I mean. I just want to kind of...
I mean,
yeah,
if
Quill,
yours is
answer these
a
questions.
Temple, it's oh my god. If I feel like if yours is a temple of literary knowledge, then Hesper's would be one of arcane knowledge. Maybe these creatures are here to display his prowess with spells. Maybe they're just to showcase all the different schools. That's what all these pictures are—the eight schools. But if anyone is a master of all of them, well, it's Hesper. But in terms of the defenses, he has to be protecting the spear, I suppose, or some kind of repository of all of his knowledge, all his arcane knowledge.
It may be that these men
okay.
came in and attacked the creature, looking for what they want.
Hard to tell exactly. You guys are still looking at this from very, very far away. You know, like 60, 70 feet ahead of you is where the action took place. But there's definitely blood on the ground. The dancing lights is illuminating kind of streaks and splashes of blood. The weapons are scattered all over the place. Some of the soldiers look really young, like they're teenagers. And some of them look to be more like in their 40s, maybe 50s. It's a very weird mix.
Could just be Valkyrian vandals up to no good. Just desecrating a holy place. Wouldn't put it past Valkyrian to do something like that.
I feel like Valkyrian always have orders. They're not.
Valkyrian Court of Shadows look for technology. Valkyrian forces look for technology and power. So if there's an artifact or a spell or something here that could benefit the Valkyrian Empire, that's why they're here.
Well, but Quill is here to claim it too.
I guess we're not going to get anywhere without going in.
I mean,
okay, but
I'll be absolutely sure.
I'm going to detect magic. I'm not going to waste 10 minutes casting it. I'm just going to spell slot it.
Okay. And then what are you looking at in particular?
I'll take a look at the golden plates. And
you're going to need to move up to that golden disc. It's right in front of the statue up ahead. It's beyond the stone basin, so.
Okay. So, I mean, detect magic has a range of 30 feet.
30 feet. So you need to get pretty close.
Is there anything I can see, like traps or...
You don't see any arcane sigils. I think that when you look at the pillars, as you're moving past the pillars, each of the pillars is enchanted with a glyph that glows in the color of the magic of the School of Magic. And each one is clearly represents a School of Magic, as you summarized. Each of these pillars and the murals behind is a representation of each of the schools of magic. Abjuration, Conjuration, I'm going to remember all of their names now.
Evocation.
You know them.
Intuition.
Yeah, so it's perception. Well, the other thing to note, Quill, is you would notice it is in a particular order. It's abjuration, conjuration, divination, your own school of magic, enchantment, evocation, illusion, necromancy, transmutation, and it's set in an order as you go down the pillars, basically. When you guys start making your way closer to the center, you can now see that a battle took place here. There are 5 Valkyrian soldiers' bodies. There are blood trails. You do get the sense that there were more creatures than this. There were more Valkyrians here. There are footsteps that lead off to the east. But you also now notice, this leonine creature. I would like everyone to make a history. History or Arcana. I'll let you choose.
Okay.
Oh dear. Oh,
that's a good old minus one to anything.
Woo!
Okay. 21. Anybody? 21 for Nova. Go on. Anybody get over 15 apart from Nova? Because I know Nova got 21.
16.
Lucius? 16. Anybody else?
I didn't. Nope.
Okay.
I rolled bad.
Nova and Lucius, you identify this creature. You both know that it is a type of sphinx. Now, sphinxes come in different types. Nova, you would know that this is a version of a sphinx called a gynosphinx. There is another, a more powerful form of sphinx, but this is the slightly lesser powerful one. Lucius, you've probably been told stories, like Nanny No Fear probably told you stories about sphinxes and clever heroes who would solve their riddles and get precious, treasures and those sorts of things and place curses on people that couldn't answer them and stuff like that. That's your kind of knowledge, that this is a sphinx and that they're quite magical. They have magical abilities. They normally are guardians of sacred places. They provide tests. Nova, you know a bit more. You know that this is a gynosphinx. They are normally placed here, created by powerful beings to serve as protectors and guardians, especially related to the gods. So it would make sense that they are here. They are also seers and oracles. They have a great power over magic and knowledge. So seeing them in a temple of Hesper actually, makes a lot of sense that these creatures would be servants of Hesper's, really. They have the ability to know the past of objects and items. They can, do all sorts of magic, especially divination magic. But this one is dead. Very dead.
Very dead. Okay. Very, very, very dead.
This is Nanny Norfir. She gave me a book about these.
She looks different.
It's a sink.
A sink?
What?
Yes. Very powerful being.
Incredible. I mean, tragic as well.
We need to be careful.
Nova's like... as you guys look around, are you looking at anything else? Go on.
Yes, Lucius, it's called a sphinx. That's very insightful of you. It makes sense that it would be here. A seer and an oracle. It's pretty sad that it's been killed. They're very powerful, knowledgeable beings.
Quill, when you look around with your detect magic 30 feet. What are you looking at? Are you moving anywhere else? Right now, you can only really see this stone basin and the pillars that's within range.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't see any traps on the floor or anything, then I'll move up to the stone basin and see if there's anything special there.
Yeah, the basin, there's no magic, but looking at it closer, it is a kind of recessed stone bowl, but there are dozens of tiny holes, and they seem to go quite deep, and you can almost feel like a very faint breeze, like very, very faint, though, coming from these holes into the basin. As you are stood there looking at this, you hear kind of rumble, and you see that you didn't see them because they are inward of the doors. The doors you came in slam shut, connecting with stone. Oh. And then lightning surges throughout the walls, the floors, the doors of the entire temple. I would like everyone to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
I rolled initiative.
Quill and Nova do not get the plus three.
They don't know. They're too far away.
They're too far away.
So what?
So I need to know who gets a lower than a 17.
I got 15.
Uh-oh. 15 for Johan.
14 yeah. for moi.
14 for Sentry, so two fails.
Wait, no, 14 for... No, 18, sorry. I forgot to add 18. The thing. 18.
Is that it?
20 for Nova. Johan's...
20 for Nova? Johan's the only one who failed?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you... 5 lightning damage. Do you have resistance to lightning, Johan?
I do. I do, yeah.
So, 2 lightning damage. The energy arcs through the room. Those of you who are quick enough manage to jump up into the air as the lightning passes over the floor or bursts from the pillars. But you see it, the bodies that were laying on the ground and the 2 giant stone statues, as the lightning touches them, you see the bodies begin to twitch and lurch.
Oh.
And a disembodied voice kind of echoes out, just like, "No, too late. You must..." And it just goes, kind of, it's cut off. The giant stone creatures... and you can see that their bodies are just covered in sort of lightning. Their eyes begin to flash and glow blue. The bodies, as they open their mouths, just this dark blue glow inside their throats and in their eyes kind of gives rise. And you just hear them kind of hiss, "Hate! Fear! Rage!" And it's going to be initiative, everybody.
Oh, that's how they're activated. That's a rude trick, Hesper.
Bold of you to assume it's Hesper.
Hesper wouldn't hurt me. I am his champion.
Lucius, is that 6 total?
Yeah.
Johan, 7 total?
Yeah.
Whoa. So fast.
Quill.
21.
21. Ayla.
20.
20. Sentry.
13.
13. And Nova.
22.
Gotta go one higher. Well, Nova, you are the first to react as, yeah, these 5 Valkyrian bodies are alive. Like, alive is a strong word. They have become animated by the lightning that passed through them, as have the 2 stone statues.
Okay. I think I'm just gonna straight up...
2 of them are right next to you.
Yeah, okay. So, my shield is activated. Is it bonus action? I'm still learning how to use Tiangong shield form.
It's a physical shield,
Yeah. I'm going to attack with Tiangong and Green Flame Blade. I said it right. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm a hero. So, hit 1 on the one nearest to me is 23 to hit.
That hits. Roll your damage.
4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points of slashing damage. Mm-hmm. Sorry, normally I write all my attacks out because I'm never first, but I'm first this time.
That's fine.
So
when you strike it, Nova, roll the extra flame damage. Once you finish the damage on this one, I'm going to need you to make a dex save.
Okay, So the one that I've hit with my sword takes
you did 11?
5, 6, 7 points of flame damage, and the other one, the one next to it, gets 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 points of flame damage.
You see that both of these bodies, the lightning coursing through them seems to disperse some of the fire. They are resistant to fire. And I need you to now to make two dex saving throws, actually, for me, please. As you strike the first one, as it cuts through the creature, lightning erupts from its wounds and arcs straight into you. And then as the fire torches the one next to you, the same thing happens. As soon as its body is burnt, lightning arcs out of it towards you.
God.
First saving throw.
15 and a 13.
Right, 15 is a success. You take half damage. You take 4 lightning damage. However, the other one is a failure. That's 11 points of lightning damage. So these two blasts, as you strike the creatures, launch into you. And you can see that, they are their internal bodies are being channeled with lightning that reacts as they are struck. Whole turn, you don't want to move?
I can't really without them attacking me, so I will stay where I am for now and probably regret it.
Well,
stone statues do something.
I'll be fair to you. That was their reaction to use that kind of arc of lightning that struck you, so they couldn't make attacks of opportunity against you if you move.
Oh, damn. Okay.
They've used their reaction, so.
I'm going to hop behind a pillar. 5, 10.
Sure. Well, while you do that, Quillek and Kalar, it is your turn.
Question.
Yes.
My flight says that a flying speed of 50 feet while not wearing medium or heavy armor, and I am wearing medium armor.
Oh, well. Guess you can't fly right now.
So I just can't fly.
Oh, shit.
You can. You just need to wear light armor, then you can fly.
Just strip.
Okay.
It's almost like there's a payoff for high AC or flying. Yeah. That's weird.
Okay. I want to check something. So I'm going to move 5, 10, 15, 20. I want to move down behind Sentry, and with my 30 feet of vision, can I see the pillar that has necromancy on it?
The pillars don't have the pillars actually, well, they do have the symbols on them. Yeah, you can see the pillar that has necromancy. It would be the 7th one. It would be this one, I think.
Is anything different with it, is what I mean. Is it...
No.
Okay, cool. All right, I just wanted to see if these pillars were the things powering these individual things, but nope, that's cool. In that case, I would like to cast Aid. So, 3 people. I'll go with Ayla, Lucia, and Sentra.
Okay.
You all get plus
Ayla, you're
10.
Next, by the way.
10.
10 maximum hit points. Increase to your maximum hit points.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's different to temporary hit points. This increases your maximum, so you can be healed up to it as well.
Oh.
And that's me.
Cool. Ayla.
Ha! Hello. I will rage, first of all. And then I'm gonna go up and hit the duty what's it on the right hand side.
Sure.
On Bobbly.
That was the one that the flames hit.
Cool. I'll give him a schmick.
Sure.
18 plus 12.
That will hit.
Yay! So that is going to be new damage.
Yes, because you have your higher strength now.
Oh.
16, 17, 9, wait. Sorry. 16, 17, 19 damage from the hammer.
19 damage. Okay. So you strike this thing and it rips through parts of its body. I'm going to make a check here. DC 5 plus damage taken, 19, 24. And then there. is... Okay, yeah, it can't physically save against that. You smash the hammer into this creature and you rip part of its body open. Part of its torso goes flying, and yeah, it just flies back dead.
Excellent. Nice. I hit the other one.
And then you step up and hit the next one. This one was the one that Nova's heavily damaged. Ooh. As well, so this one's very badly
damaged.
Same one,
so 18 plus 12 again.
Yeah. 30 is enough to hit these shambling lightning corpses.
And that one was one less damage, so 18 damage with the hammer.
18 damage, so it can't physically make the save. So, yep. Again, you kind of bring the hammer down, crushing its brain, just demolishing its skull, and it just collapses to the ground. Anything else on your turn, Ava?
I'm just going to move next to the group so that people are within my aura, which will give them lightning resistance.
Ah, oh, good. Nice. Is that's around you, right? So that anybody within 10 feet...
If they're
feet...
within 10 feet of me, they take half damage from lightning.
Right, so that's everybody but Quill right now.
Sawsboo. Actually, could okay. I move... Can I move here? And then I'll get everyone,
yeah.
Right?
Then you'll get everyone,
I'll move
yeah.
there,
yeah,
and then absolutely. I'll get everyone.
Okay. Perfect. The shambling bodies rush forward. They're going to rush several different targets. One goes for Johan, one goes for Lucius, and then one is going to come around here and go for Sentry. They don't seem particularly tactical. They just rush towards either the closest target they can or the one that they think presents the most easiest opportunity. So against Johan, yep. That is a 9 to hit.
That's a miss.
Lucius, 15 to hit.
Yeah, I'll hit.
I hit Lucius. So that's going to be 6 points of bludgeoning damage, Lucius, and then 6 points of lightning damage.
Well, that's I've got resistance on that.
So that'd be 3 points of lightning damage, then halved. Nine, and then Sentry, 8 to hit you. So just clank into your shield. And they just move with this kind of screeching, disembodied movement. They just hiss these same words. Rage, fear, hate. So they just slam their bodies up against you, coursing with lightning. Sentry.
Dude's right there. Okay, I'm gonna move. Do I move? Yeah, I'm gonna move up to here, and then 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, yeah. And then can I cast enlarge?
Mm-hmm.
And become large in charge, please.
So Johan, you see Sentry's form. This kind of visor encloses over her mouth like a helmet, and then her body seems to like shift and warp as it grows to a large size. She becomes like 10 feet tall.
I'm just going to look up and all like
yeah, and then can I attack the two in front of Johan?
Is enlarge an action to cast or a bonus action?
Oh yeah, it is. It's an action to cast. Sorry, yeah.
Cool. No, that's right. Do you have any bonus action you want to do?
That's all good. I'll just get ready. I'm going to hit them.
Okay. Well, as you enlarge, the large stone statue embedded into the wall pulls itself free and begins towards the nearest threat, which, to be fair, is Sentry.
Ever since you learned enlarge, every battle has been like a Power Rangers fight.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, Tom, if you knew enlarge, face it, we'd all be doing it. We'd all be roiding up every
it's
single
just
fight.
The titans fighting, and then all the tiny little humans below, and even smaller hollow bone bird.
This one will make 2 slam attacks against Sentry.
Alrighty.
23 to hit.
That one hits.
And 18 to hit. So the first one, I believe, hits, and
that
the second one
hit.
Misses. Okay. So concentration once you know the damage. Yeah, once you know the damage, though. So that's going to be 10, 16 points of bludgeoning damage. So DC is 10 on the con save, on the concentration save.
Alrighty. That's a nat 1. I'm tiny Sentry.
Oh my god.
And then I guess the golden will use the rest of its movement just to step in.
God damn!
slams you once, just kind of clocking you on the jaw, and it stumbles you. Your concentration's lost on the spell, and you just kind of collapse down into a smaller size, looking up at this giant thing now looming above you. But that's its go. Johan.
Okay, I'm gonna... Oh, God. Oh, God, so much happening. Okay, I'm gonna bonus...
Okay, Lucius, you're off the Johan, by the way.
All right. So I'm going to take out a little water skin and let out a little scoosh of water. And I'm going to cast Tidal Wave.
Sure.
It's 30 feet long and 10 feet wide, but I'm just going to use it to blast this big statue right here next to Sentry.
If you want to do that, does it have to, I'm assuming it has to start at you, right? Like it's.
Does it? Well, here's a question I have. I have Tempestuous Magic as a bonus action that when I cast a spell, I can fly up to 10 feet without provoking opportunity attacks. So I was wondering if I could, like, flow over here and, like, slam him.
Absolutely. I will let you do that. So you fly over Sentry and then you... Mm-hmm. This water surge just erupts out from you. Perfect. What's the... what do I have to do for the spell? Is this, like, a save throw?
Let me... cast that for you. It is bam. It's a DC 17 dex save.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a DC 17, you say?
Yeah.
I rolled a 17, but its dex is minus one, so it's a 16. So this surge of water slams into the creature.
And it also knocks it prone.
Ah. Now, what type of damage is this?
This is bludgeoning damage.
It is from, I would say, this is a magical attack. It's a magical spell.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying that. These things. Do you know what? I'm going to say that it takes some of the damage. I'm going to give it resistance against this. Normally, it's immune to this type of damage, but because it is from a spell, I'm going to give it resistance instead. Because otherwise, it's going to waste your cool spell.
Also,
so roll damage for me.
Roll damage. It's 13 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, sorry, it did it automatically, didn't it?
Yeah, it did it automatically,
Six instead.
And also, these two zombie boys and the big statue also take 6 lightning damage from Heart of the Storm.
The two zombie boys take no lightning damage. However, the stone golem definitely does.
Awesome.
As it kind of gets blasted by the lightning. And you said it knocks it prone as well?
It knocks it prone, yeah.
Okay, cool. So just remember, if somebody can help remind me that this one is not prone.
Okay.
Yeah, the water slams into it and knocks it prone. Lucius.
I'm going to use my font of magic to twin level 2 chromatic orbs of acid at the two zombos that are further away from me. So that one and that one.
That one and that one.
Yup.
Just as a point to write, you do still have an enemy within 5 feet, so you'll be at disadvantage still. It's not. It doesn't matter which one you target if you have an enemy within 5 feet, I believe.
In which case, I'll target the one in front of me.
I could be wrong about that, but... But you'll still have disadvantage, because you're still within 5 feet of an enemy. So as long as you're within 5 feet of a hostile creature, you have disadvantage on ranged attack spells.
Okay. 17.
17's still enough. 17's still enough to hit the one of them, and then the other one.
16 acid. On that one. Takes a little while with the old D&D Beyond. So 11's going to be my lowest, I think. Second one probably doesn't hit.
The second one doesn't hit, unfortunately. This the one creature next to you is hassling you too much and throws off your aim. You start to feel as well, Lucius, like it's your chest really hurts. Like it's kind of getting hard to breathe. Like the noise of the fight and everything going on around you, like you're kind of like your chest is hurting as you're starting to fight. Okay. But yeah, the acid splashes against one, coats the creature in acid, and you can see it writhing, but it doesn't scream out in pain or anything like that as you do so.
Also takes 6 points of necromancy as well.
To the same acid. One?
Same one, please.
Oh, 6 points. That one, well, I have to make a check. DC 11? So you see the acid washes over this thing, and it parts of its body is like breaking apart. You think that should have killed it, but the creature is just barely hanging on.
I'm going to...
Its undead nature is keeping it alive. It seems to have been animated.
Okay. I'm not doing anything. Carry on.
I mean, that's in reaction to your spell hitting it, so...
Yeah.
One of the stone creatures steps on another one of these creatures. It just literally steps on it and kicks it out of the way as it pushes past it. Just knocks it to the side, pushing it aside. When it arrives, it is going to... I need everybody, that's all of you guys, in fact, to make wisdom saving throws, please.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's fine for me, but uh-oh. Ooh, okay, uh-oh. I didn't roll that well.
Uh-oh.
Way!
Oh,
nice.
Uh-oh. Who got low 17?
Me.
Oh, God. Like,
so pretty much everybody but Sentry. Yeah? So all of you are affected by the slow spell. On a failed save, a target can't use reactions. Nice. Its speed is halved, and it can't make more than one attack on its turn. In addition, you can take either an action or a bonus action. That's it. So you feel your body slowing down.
We can make wisdom saving throws at the end of our turns.
You can, yes. At the end of your turn. Each of your turns.
I'm never getting
out of this. That's... Well, it can also... you can also potentially try and knock this thing unconscious, and then that would end the spell as well. But that's it. That's its turn.
Don't worry.
Nova, Quillek, Ayla. In that order.
Okay. So from where I am... can I Eldritch Blast? So from where I am, I've got, you know, all the kind of three zombies on my right and the stone boy. Can I Eldritch Blast, given that Lucius and Ayla are in my line of fire? I probably can't.
The golem's easy to hit because it's taller than Lucius and Ayla, so you could easily try and hit that without problem. I would say that maybe the third Valkyrian soldier zombie, which is quite far away next to Johan, that's definitely going to get at least some bit of cover because it's a tricky shot. The other two I'm not going to give any particular bonuses to. Like, you can still see them. You can always just shout out, like, Lucius, move! Bam! Ayla, move! Bam!
Yeah.
You know?
Duck!
In
which case, can I... I would like to Eldritch Blast... Yeah, I'm going to go for the stone golems. I'm going to just go all three
the
beams.
Same, all three on the same one? Yeah.
Yeah, the one to the right that isn't prone. That is... Okay. That is an 18 on my first hit.
First 18 beam. Hits.
And then that I rolled an 8... Plus 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 blast damage.
Force damage?
On the first beam.
Slams into it. Yep.
Second one is a 16 plus 9, so 25. And I rolled a 3 plus 8. No, sorry. 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. 8 on the second beam.
Total.
8
on the second 3 plus 5, yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Slams into it again.
Oh, last one, I rolled a 4 plus 9, so 13 to hit.
That is not enough. It, even though this thing doesn't dodge out of the way, the stone form, its heavy stone body, the beam just deflects off of it.
And then wisdom saving throw. 5 on my wisdom saving throw. Yeah, 5.
You are still slowed. Quillek and Kalan.
I would like to cast Mask Your Wounds, please. And I have the feature Spellbreaker. So everyone that I heal is slower than Spellbreaker. It probably doesn't. When you restore HP to an ally with a spell of first level or higher, I can also end one spell equal to lower of my choice on that creature.
I wasn't sure if it had like a one creature. You may end a spell on one creature or something like that. But if it affects everyone, it affects everyone.
Everyone,
what level is the spell under? In that case, the slow effect ends on everybody.
Everybody heals for 3d8 plus 5, so 17 HP healed to everyone.
To everybody.
Nice.
Back up to health.
Man, healing's pretty fucking good now, huh?
You should do
flex.
Bonus actions?
Bonus action would only be a cantrip, so nah.
Okay. Ayla.
Cool, I can hit twice.
Yeah.
I want to hit the Zombobly that's next to Lucius, please, first.
Sounds smart.
I'm going to try and take out the smaller threats. That's a natural 20!
Nice.
Hey!
Nice.
Wait, let me... So, that's going to be...
Oh, yeah, brutal critical.
Brutal critical, you see? So, it would...
Yeah, I mean, you can roll the damage.
I want to calculate it for the sake of it, Mark, because this is fun.
You do that.
It's going to be...
I'm just letting you know.
21 for the base, then plus another 7, so 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
32 points of damage. Oh, I mean, it's mush. You just slam the hammer down, just the head comes off. Ravs, for your benefit, we do crits differently in High Rollers.
Okay.
So I do you maximize all the dice, and then you roll the dice again. So that way you're always getting higher than you could have possibly gotten on a normal roll.
That's cool.
You guys as well.
It goes against us too.
Yeah,
really
I see. Gotta keep it fair, yeah.
Yeah, this, the one that you hit was the one that Lucius had kind of sprayed with acid and it was somehow still alive, and the crit just demolishes it. It just rips it apart, falling apart.
Can I turn around and hit the one that's sort of behind me as well?
Yeah. Next to Quill? Yeah. So there's one next to Quill.
21 to hit.
Yeah. These things aren't particularly hard to hit. Yeah, easy. Their AC's 13, by the way, on the zombies. So.
Cool. Oh, full. I rolled a 10 on my dice, so that is 21 on the hit.
This thing, if you had dealt one more
this
point
extra
of damage...
strength!
The blow just collides into its chest. It kind of concaves in. You can hear the creature like, and the lightning just crackling out of it. This one, however, I forgot to do their lightning. Can you make a dex save for me, Ayla? Not that it's particularly useful against you, but...
24.
So you take 11 half to 5 lightning damage, halved again to 2 lightning damage. As this thing, a blast of lightning erupts from it as it does strike you.
I'm guessing it doesn't take my lightning damage at all.
No, it doesn't take anything. Yeah, it's immune.
Fine.
To it all.
Okay.
Right, the zombie creatures go. There is one which is barely standing and then the one next to Johan. They're just going to make normal attacks. One against you, Ayla, for a 17. I think that misses.
No.
And then Johan, that is a 7 to hit you. Both miss.
Yeah, that's a miss. Oh. Yep.
Okay.
Sentry.
Cool. I would like to attack the one next to Johan, please.
Sure, go for it.
16 plus 9, 15 to hit. No, 25 to hit, sorry.
Are you
advantage
because it's prone?
Oh, nice.
If you get crit? No
crit.
The first hit will hit, though. The first number hits.
Yeah. So d8 plus 5. I'm going to use a level 1 Divine Smite, and then because it's undead, so that'll be 4d8.
Are you hitting the zombie guy, sorry?
The zombie guy, yeah.
Yes, right, sorry, I thought you were hitting the gun. But yes, this is now counts as undead. So when you used your thing before, they hadn't been animated yet. But now it is undead, yes. So you get an extra, you get the extra dice.
So that is 25 total plus a d4. 26 damage.
This thing, you lob its head off just with one of Her Majesty's Rose, prevent the creature from keeping its necromantic body still going, just cut its head off and it dies. However, before you do, you need to make a dex save for me. It will use its reaction before it fully collapses.
No problemo. That is a 22 total.
So it's 11 half to 5 lightning damage as it blasts you as you strike it.
Sweet. Nice, and then I'll swing around and make a second attack against the prone golem.
Yeah, so this is the one you had advantage against. I thought you were attacking the golem before, so never mind.
That's all good. Well, nat one on the first one. not much better on the second one. That is 14 to hit.
14's not enough. Even though it's on the ground, you strike down with the magic sword and it just cleaves. The stone creature is literally made of stone. The golem just shrugs off the blow as you do strike down. Anything else on your turn, Sentry?
Let's see. Position's pretty good. Yeah, I think I'll stay. Well, do I stay here for now? There's two of the guys. scary times. No, I'm going to. No, I'll stay. I'll stay.
You're
going
to stay? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. The big stone golem next to you will stand up. When it does so, not prone no more. Everybody but Nova, make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Oh
no. 3.
So once again, anybody who got lower than
this area.
Oh god! Yeah.
So it's a plus. It's plus area.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I rolled 5, 2, 10. So I'm down.
It's not plus 10 for saving throws.
Not plus
it?
10, though. I mean, the area is 10 feet, sorry.
Oh, yeah, 10 feet. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't think it's plus 10.
Yeah, it's not plus 10.
So I think everybody but Johan passes this save. Johan, you roll.
I don't pass.
I don't pass.
Oh, what did you roll later? Sorry.
Trash. Oh, okay, I rolled 2. Okay.
No, Quillet, because you get the bonus. Oh, you don't get the bonus from Sentry. You're too far.
I'm far away from Sentry.
All right. Well, in that case, anybody who failed, you are affected by the slow spell. Your second golem pulses out a wave of magic. Fort Nova just tucked behind the pillar it couldn't see to project the wave on, but everybody else, it did. So, yeah, you are affected by slow. Johan, that's its whole action, though. So,
fucking asshole.
Okay, so actual bonus action. Half speed, can't use reactions.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to just, I'm going to do Tidal Wave again. I'm going to do Tidal Wave again. I don't need to do it from in front of me, I can actually cast it, from a point within 120 feet.
Oh, yeah. My apologies, sure.
Yeah, it's no hassle. Can I angle it in a way that I just hit these two, like, without hitting Ayla?
You could do it sort of like this. So like down here, like 10 feet down there.
I'll do that. I'll aim for those two then.
Okay, sure.
So tidal wave, crap damage. But DC 17 for the two of them, please.
And funny, well, the first stone golem, it's a natural 20 minus 1 is 19, so it does actually manage to kind of keep its feet implanted.
Yeah.
And then the zombie is a 15, so that one does fail. But only
eight damage and knocked prone.
Well, that one actually was on one hit point from Ayla anyway, but
yeah,
it failed. So
half damage, half damage on the giant, and half six damage. Okay. Six lightning damage on each of the giants for Heart of the Storm.
Sure. The two golems take the lightning damage, no problem. And then the last remaining Valkyrian soldier is blasted down the end of the temple by this surge of wave of water that just washes him down past the pillars, eliminating him entirely. You can make a wisdom saving throw, Johan, at the end of your turn.
Oh. 11.
You are still slow. Lucius Vivian Eluin Ilanesto.
I think Lucius is going to start backing away.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to disengage? Because the golem is next to you.
Yes.
Okay, so action, disengage, and then move.
I've got a weird map situation going on here, so could you move me down there?
Mm-hmm.
And he's essentially going to put his arm up against the pillar for support. Mm-hmm. And just grip hold of his chest with his other hand.
And try and breathe.
Hyperventilating right now. I'm trying to get catch his breath.
Yeah, I think that disengaging, you kind of manage to make your way back there, and you're just like, trying to like control that breathing and get it under control. I'll have you make a bonus save at the start of my next turn.
As a bonus action, he's going to protect himself with barrier ring, so he's going to activate that.
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What he's doing.
Okay, I'll see if this one slow recharges. It does not, so it will make two slam attacks against Ayla, probably. This last golem. That's 19 to hit Ayla. Go on.
Yes.
Somebody's going to say something?
Wisdom saving throw on Lucius.
Did Lucius fail?
I didn't.
Lucius succeeded. He's not affected.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. 19 to hit Ayla. Mm-hmm. And then, is that a hit?
Yeah.
I can't remember your AC. Yeah, that is. And then the next one's 13, so that one misses. And you take 714, 20 bludgeoning damage, so halved to 10, because you're raging. and then the second fist comes slamming into the stone ground, kicking up dust and debris, but the first one slams into you quite powerfully. Nova Vija, top of the round.
Will I have seen Lucius kind of looking a bit funny as he walked past?
Yeah, I think you saw him like clutching his chest and moving behind you, yeah, but like into the pillars behind you, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna back up and join him. Mm-hmm. And just stand, actually stand in front of him and kind of, I'm just gonna back up, shoot a glance at him, go, are you okay? And then as I wait, I'm just going to take a stance where I've got the shield in front of me so that... This is more in terms of RP, but if anything comes my way, it's almost like the I'm blocking him with the shield and my body.
It would be very hard for a creature to strike at Lucius with you stood there, for sure.
Yeah. And then I would like to three-beam Eldritch Blast the stone golem in front of Ayla.
Right, okay. Yeah, sure.
Just while waiting... vibe check. First beam is a 10 plus 9, 19.
Hits.
10 points of Eldritch Blast damage, force damage.
Slammed into it.
Second is an 11 plus 9, 20.
Hits.
I rolled another 5, so that's another 10 points of force damage. 15. I rolled a
15, chunks of it so blown 24. Off. Hits.
24, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points of damage.
All three beams collide into the creature, kind of making it kind of stumble, and pieces of it are being blown off as each one strikes. But yeah, it just shows no sign of stopping or slowing. It just continues acting in its way. You can see that its eyes are crackling with this, yeah, almost such a deep blue, it's almost purple lightning as it does so. Quillic and Kalar.
Cool. Can I do a bonus? Oh god, I've got slow. I figured this out wrong. I'll do a bonus action heal on myself, which...
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it'll be first level. Oh, I fucked this.
Oh.
I'll do a guiding bolt and just a guiding bolt on the right hand golem.
Sure.
So,
yep, the one next to Ayla.
Yeah, so plus 9 to hit. Here we go. 24 and nice. 16 radiant damage.
Slams into the golden light, spills over the golem, highlighting its body, making it easier to strike next time. Yeah, slams into it. Pieces of it break off.
I feel like anytime anything happens with Lucius, like in a panicky sense, is that also the exact same time when like a tidal wave wipes away a zombie and I'm too focused on that.
Sure. Ayla, wisdom saving throw at the end of your turn, Quill, because you are slowed.
Oh, I will hit.
Oh yeah, you take your go. Yeah, you pass. You're out of the slow, Quill.
Oh, perfect.
I will hit the one in front of me once, but with advantage. Ooh. From Guiding Bolt.
Yep.
Oh, almost a crit. That was a 19 plus 12 to hit.
Ah, bums. Still? Bums. Yeah, it's a hit.
19 damage and a dex save.
A dex save. That's a 10. That's a 10. That's
a 10. 6, 7, 8. 9 lightning damage.
9 light points of lightning damage?
Yeah.
This one, it actually causes the creature to like buckle to the knee for a moment as you slam the hammer, even though slowed as you are, just your immense strength bears it to one knee and lightning arcs up through its body. And you kind of see it almost react for the first time in pain. As
and
it deals
I
with
rolled
the blow.
A 21 with Sentry's Aura on my saving throw.
You don't get Sentry. Yes, you do actually. You're in 10 feet. Yeah. So yeah, you succeed
well,
on the
without it, I'm an 18.
No, you, yeah, so either way you still, but you are still in the range. I thought you were further away. Yeah, so the slow effect wears off.
She
you feel
did
your body
it.
Kind of steam back up.
She was wise. For what?
Sentry.
So wise.
Okay, I'm going to attack the one that Ayla just hit. And
sure.
Go for that.
Yeah, it's right behind you, so.
18 plus 9 to hit.
That's a hit.
So that's 27 total. So let's do, I'm going to do a level 1 Divine Smite again, so that'll be 3d8 total.
Sure.
So 13 damage, plus 5, 18, plus a d4, 21 damage.
21 points of damage. Very good. This one, as Her Majesty's Road sinks into the creature, you actually tear at some of the stone, the magic blade carving through it, and yeah, you see another big chunk of the creature fall off. It kind of staggers to one arm, just manages to right itself again, but it's, yeah, definitely taking a beating.
And I'll do it again.
See if you play.
19 plus 9. That's cool beans. I'll do the same again with the level 1 Divine Smite.
Go for it.
So 3d8, 17... Plus 5, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, plus a d4, 26 damage.
Second strike carves through, almost tearing one of its arms off, but it still leaves this, you know, enough there that it can still move it. But yeah, this thing is nearly on its way out. You can see that it's falling apart, pieces of it are breaking off, it's barely able to keep standing. Anything else, Sentry?
I'm just going to stay there. I think she would have cast an eye to see Lucius move because he was right next to her. But seeing like Nova going to see how he's doing,
sure,
she's all good. So yeah, that's
okay. The one on your other side, Sentry, on your left side next to you and Johan, is going to make two attacks: one against Johan, one against you, Sentry.
Johan on the first one.
You can. You have your reaction. The lowest I got there is a 22, Johan.
That hits. That'll do it. Yeah.
And then Sentry, that's a natural 20 for a 30 total.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Whoa. Beautiful.
All right, I'll do the damage against Johan first. That is going to be 8, 10, 16 bludgeoning damage, Johan.
Okay.
24, 30. 46 bludgeoning damage, Sentry, as this thing's fist, as you reach over to protect Johan, its second fist just comes up, uppercuts you, slams you against the pillar, and you're just like, ugh, you break against it as you slam back down to the ground.
Crikey. Nice.
Johan, your turn.
Is it the one on the right
that
looks a lot messier, doesn't it?
Yes, the one next to Ayla on your right hand side. Yes, that thing looks like it's about to fall apart. You've seen them take a lot of damage at this point. Just in case you're worried about resistances, they haven't had resistance.
Okay.
Rhys' face.
That was a lot of damage.
It's those crits when they go back on you guys. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. It's what
Oh God.
Do. Yeah.
Okay.
How the turntables.
Give it to
I'm
you, Rance.
I'm just gonna lightning bolt this one right next to me. Then the one that slowed me. Just a third level lightning bolt.
It's the one that just hit you in Sentry, you mean? The one on your left
side?
Yeah,
the one on my left. The one on my left-hand side. I'll just shoot a lightning bolt, just third level down the corridor.
I mean, it fails. Yeah. These are not very quick creatures.
Yeah. 26 damage and 6 damage to the two of them from Heart of the Storm.
Yeah, so the lightning bolt strikes against the golem, sends lightning arcing up and down its body. This one looks, you know, almost pristine compared to the other one. The other one, the lightning strikes into it, causes a few more pieces of stone to fall off, but still just about standing. Anything else, Johan? When you cast a spell, you get to do your movement?
I can't. That's a bonus action to do tempestuous magic to float away.
And you are slowed. Well, wisdom save for the end of your turn.
Nope.
Nine.
Lucius.
I'll look up at Nova, kind of take a deep breath and be like, I'm okay. Let's focus. And I'll spin around.
Feel like that pain. It's still there, but it's not as bad. Like it subsides for a moment.
I want to go.
Why does it corner. Let you do that?
I don't know. It's moving the whole map. Can I cast Hypnotic Pattern? It's 30 foot cube over the range of 120 feet. They have to make a wisdom saving throw.
As you cast the spell, neither creature is affected because they are immune to being charmed.
Yep.
It's a charm effect, right? If I remember.
I'm not fully aware, so that was
no, but I'm just checking because the wording on the spell matters. Like, does the spell say that they become charmed?
Yes.
Yeah, so it has no effect. You watch as this colourful pattern kind of, like, totally illuminates around them. Yeah, fine. Look, you did what you thought was the right thing to do, and that's you role-playing your character.
That was all RP.
Yeah, you conjure the pattern, and they just, the golems seem unaffected by it. They don't even seem to notice the colors and things in the air as they do so.
Yep.
Right, I'm going to make this last golem's attacks, and then we're going to take a short break. You can't really get anywhere. Ayla's been hitting it a lot as well. It's going to make a last-ditch effort to try and hit Ayla with two attacks, a 3 and a 1. Woof, woof, as Ayla just dodges to the side. It slams one fist into a pillar as Ayla rolls under it, and then the hammer comes swinging up, misses both attacks. And we are going to take a short break right there, and we'll finish off this battle after the break.
Nice! Very
nice!